5-Hour Tea with caffeine from green tea leaves. It's delicious, energizing, and comes in 3 amazing flavors. With 0 sugar and 4 calories, it fits your life. With its compact size and portability, it goes where you go. To the campsite, the hiking trail, the beach, without weighing you down. 5-Hour Tea, caffeine from green tea leaves. Release your natural side from the makers of 5-Hour Energy. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com. Try 5-Hour Tea today. Look for all 3 flavors by the cash register at your local TA and Petro shopping centers.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning. You're listening to The Morning Run. I'm Melissa Idris. I've got Tan Chung Han here with me. It's now 7:37. That means it's time for Market Watch. And joining us on the line from New York is Dodge Dolan. He's the Chief Investment Officer of Landon Views Capital Managers.
Good morning, Dodge. All right, so there's been plenty of euphoria over European markets, but given that the Catalonia separatist movement, that appears to be gaining momentum, now could this dampen some of that euphoria, some of that positive sentiment?
Good morning, Han, and yes, it's becoming much more serious. Catalonia is definitely pushing towards independence, and that is going to have to be addressed politically. They were hoping, the Catalonians were hoping to get European Union intervention. They did not get that, and that makes the impact of what Catalonia is going through less of a regional thing of the whole community as opposed to being Catalonia and Spain specifically. So we have to see if there's any follow-through, but it is serious, and it's going to have to be dealt with. And we'll have to see whether European Union intervention still remains as not expected, because if there is a change, and there may be a change when you look at the rest of the EU, that would definitely increase the impact of Catalonia because it would affect similar pushes in other countries.
But here's the thing, Dodge. I mean, political uncertainty. I mean, that has been a common theme when it comes to the European story for quite a while now. So how are these developments in Spain and over the course of this week, how is that different from what we have seen in the past?
Good point. It's never disappeared. It has been there all the way through for the last decade. Yet the events in Catalonia are a reminder of the risk the Bloc still faces, especially when you look at the uncertainty over the outcome of Brexit negotiations, the elections approaching in Austria and then Italy, countries where the rise of Eurosceptic candidates could fan financial and political instability for the whole Bloc. And that's why it's going to be important to see whether European Union intervention in Catalonia, if it does occur to support Catalonia, it will definitely affect other parts of the Union and in a very negative way in terms of the economics. I'm not talking about people, freedom, and all that. I'm just talking about the economic impact of it. So you're going to have to see whether the European economy will be strong enough to outweigh the political risk of further separation within the Union. Yes, there will be still the same group of countries, theoretically, but there will be more of a vote based on individual voting, and so therefore it's going to be much harder to keep the Union together.
So with that said, Nadaj, euro versus dollar, where's your near-term bias and why?
Near-term bias, U.S., because there's less of a political threat internally, and the pressures that are facing the dollar are fairly synonymous with what's going on with the euro outside the euro union, outside that community within Europe. Longer term, I suspect that the EU is going to work through this and come up with a way of recognizing independence of Catalonia in some ways, maybe not politically, to be accepted by the Catalonians, and then also to work through all the political stuff that's going through Austria and Italy. It's going to take time. I suspect that we're not going to really know the final outcome, the final number, until we get to February. But by then, I suspect that the EU will have remained together and to be solidified behind a certain type of independence within the different countries. I don't know what it's going to look like because right now it's a big question mark. But I suspect that once we get into the end of the first quarter next year, that the euro will become stronger relative to the U.S. dollar.
All right, now let's switch over to the U.S. then. We've got U.S. non-farm payrolls due at the end of this week, early Saturday morning Malaysian time. And this data is for the month of September. Give us a quick preview here. What are your expectations for that print?
September non-farm payrolls, we suspect, a little bit below the consensus of 70,000, definitely below the last period of 156,000. September unemployment will probably remain at 4.4%, although there may be pressure to have it decrease or increase. But we suspect it's going to come in around 4.4%. September wholesale inventories, we will expect to remain around 1%, perhaps 1.05%. And September consumer credit, we do expect a decrease. Last month it was $18.5 billion. We expect to go down to $16.2 to $16.5 billion.
Now, Dodge, you say 70,000 versus the the 156 that we saw in the previous month. But still, the story for 2017, though, is that the slack in the U.S. labor market, that's pretty much taken up already. So given the broadly stronger U.S. labor market this year, how will that translate to, say, you know, holiday spending come year end?
Interesting. More people are employed and will have money to spend, but I think they'll be much more careful. I think what's really going to happen, you're going to see a greater hiring capability. I mean, you take a look at Target. Target has already announced plans to hire 100,000 workers for the holiday rush. That's an increase of 30% from last year. And like other retailers, they're going to have to pay more to find the help. They've announced it is raising workers' minimum wage to $11 from $10 an hour. It comes after similar moves by Walmart, although Walmart said several times this will be the first significant move by Target. So I think it's going to help with the hiring ahead of time, but once you get, that's in anticipation of a bumper holiday season. But I'm not so sure. I want to see the numbers to prove themselves, because right now there's so much uncertainty going forward, and some of the political moves that are going on in Washington have a big question mark to them. So I'm not sure it's going to trend. At this point, it needs to prove. The spending is going to have to prove itself. In terms of hiring, I think it's a very definite positive, and you're going to see that between now and the actual beginning of the holiday season.
And how much do you think this hiring and spending will be affected by the weather-related events that we have seen so far? Because we just got the auto sales figures for the U.S. It's seen its steepest rise since 2005. You know, mainly all those cars damaged from the hurricanes. You know, those owners are having to rush out and get new cars. So, you know, again, how much is the weather factors playing out in the when it comes to U.S. domestic spending?
Okay, hon. In absolute terms, the increase caused by the hurricanes, particularly in cars, as you mentioned, is a very good area. That's obviously going to be picked up by, increased by the unfortunate weather that we've had. Yes, in absolute terms, there will be increases. But relative to the overall economy, the impact of weather-related increased spending is going to be rather, number one, rather less than expected, and number two, it will not have a longer-term impact. Once we get through the buying season, and we're talking about one quarter, it will go back to a more normal level, and so therefore the weather will have a short-term impact, but in relative terms, it's not going to be significant either long-term or in terms of the total economy.
Got it. Hey, thank you so much. That was Dodge Dorlan, Chief Investment Officer at Lender & Fuse Capital Managers in New York.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
5-Hour Tea with caffeine from green tea leaves. It's delicious, energizing, and comes in 3 amazing flavors. With 0 sugar and 4 calories, it fits your life. With its compact size and portability, it goes where you go. To the campsite, the hiking trail, the beach, without weighing you down. 5-Hour Tea, caffeine from green tea leaves. Release your natural side from the makers of 5-Hour Energy. For more information, visit 5hourenergy.com. Try 5-Hour Tea today. Look for all 3 flavors by the cash register at your local TA and Petro shopping centers.